you can't just start out with, I want to be a photographer and not have a portfolio. People want to see what your work looks like. They want to see your style. They want to know that they can trust you to take their pictures.
Welcome to the Horse Trailer Post podcast, the show where we cover anything and everything related to the horse trailer industry. I'm your host, Brad Heath, owner and operator of Double D Trailers. With over 25 years of experience in the horse industry, I'm excited to bring you the latest news, tips, and insights into everything equine. Can't wait to share my passion for horses and horse safety with all of you. So saddle up and join me every other week for the Horse Trailer Post podcast.
Guys, thanks for joining us today, the Horse Trailer Post. We have Lauren Pace with us. She's in California, and she is an equestrian photographer. Of course, she specializes in equestrian fine art and Western photography. So, Lauren, welcome to our podcast.
Well, thank you, Brad, for bringing me on. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we'll just jump right in. I'll let you take lead. Can you start by sharing your personal journey with horses, how it evolved into a passion for equestrian photography?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so I was born into horses, pretty much. My parents met showing horses, and by the time I was born, they were breeding and training Western performance horses. So I started showing horses by the age of about four. You know, lead line classes, but Western pleasure from then on. My family has had so many horses over my lifetime, but there have been a few that were solely my horses, my little pony when I was young, and then my show horses later on. And not to like age myself or anything, but back when I was growing up, there was really no niche photography that was dedicated to girls and their horses, or horse and rider portrait photography. You know, and back then you had a roll of film and what you took was what you got. And hopefully you got a good one.
Yeah.
So there have been a couple horses in my lifetime that I've had that I look back and really wish that I had special photos to remember them by. One of my horses, he was my first, my very own show horse. And I think I was six when I got him, and I had him until I was about 24, when he finally had to be put down. And it was, such a sad day for me. I had him a long time, and he was, yeah, one of the horses, you know, I grew up alongside him, and girls, you know, I have two girls of my own now and a son, and I watch them with their horses. And horses, they're special creatures. They aren't just our animals. They, I know so many friends, equestrians, their horse is their therapist. Their horse is their best friend. It's not just an animal to them. It's their, it's family. These big creatures, they empathize with us. We spend tons of money we don't have on them. And it's not a, it is a lifestyle. It is what we do. We live and breathe it. And the barn is one of our favorite places to be. And so I have seen that over my lifetime. So that's horses to me.
Right.
As far as photography goes, the other side of it, when I was in high school, I took a high school photography class my junior year, and I had my dad's old manual camera. I was taking pictures and editing very differently than we edit now. None of it was on the computer. It was in a dark room, and you're developing your own film, and I fell in love with it. A lot of what I would shoot subjects. Some of it were my horses at the time. A lot of it was out in the barn, outside in nature. And I loved playing with exposure and natural light. And that's kind of where it started for me. So I always kind of had photography as a hobby, and it just developed from there. Fast forward from high school, like 20 years. And even before that, when I started having my children, I wanted to be able to take good pictures of them. So I had bought a used Canon Mark III camera and started, you know, watching YouTube videos and anything I could get my hands on to learn how to take and edit, and that now it's digital. And I'm kind of a perfectionist and obsess over things. So if re-editing the same image 10 times finally yielded the results I wanted and it took all night, then so be it.
Right. I can certainly hear the passion behind all of it. You know, growing up as a kid and your horse from what, age 6 to 24, that's a long time.
Yeah.
I've often told clients, I said, hey, you know, probably 90% of our clientele are female. And I've told many over the years that were married, I said, you know, most of who we deal with, they love their horses more than they do their husband. Maybe a statement in a lot of situations, but moving on from that before I get myself in trouble here. So one of the topics, artistic vision. You have a unique style, a unique approach in equestrian photography, especially with the use of natural light. So can you sort of describe that unique style that's particular to you, what you're looking for?
Yeah, absolutely. When I go to a shoot, I don't take any, no special equipment other than my camera. And I always have an assistant, who's helping with ears, because that's my style is having the horse look their best, which is, you know, ears forward and alert, with a soft eye, and knowing how to get that. Usually takes an assistant to help out while I'm shooting. And I love playing around with light for a long time. And even still, when I'm doing horse and rider portrait sessions for my clients, I have a very specific time of day that I shoot. I will only shoot either golden hour, before sunset, or first thing in the morning. My preference is evening, because I love the light a little bit more, and I love the experience it creates for my clients. One of my favorite things to do is to end their session with sunset silhouettes. And if you're doing it in sunrise, you're starting with the silhouettes, which is fine, but I love ending with them, because I think it kind of wraps up their experience in a fun way. Silhouettes are kind of my jam. I love silhouettes. But more recently, I've been experimenting and playing around with direct light. I typically shoot backlit, where I'm shooting more into the sun. The sun is behind my subject. That's my preference for the look that I'm trying to create. But direct light has its own uniqueness. Sometimes, like, I don't love shooting it, and then I'll get in and start editing those images, and I find that I love the look it's creating. It's not necessarily your soft romantic images, but it gives a more, almost a sense of strength and power to the images. Right. And if a client requests that, absolutely do it. But for personal work, I like to play around with that. And when I have models, model shoots that I've set up, I definitely do a little bit more of that to play around.
Nice. So we were just a moment ago, we were talking about the emotion with horses and, you know, the tie that's there, the bond. What sort of emotion or narrative do you try to convey through your photographs, and particularly when focusing on that bond between horse and human?
I really love authentic and romantic images. And that's really what I'm trying to create. Horse and rider portraits, that's what it, you know, especially us as women, we want to show the connection and the bond that we have with that animal. Because as I said earlier, it's not just an animal to us. It's our best friend.
Right.
So I talk a lot in my shoots, to help, because nobody loves, unless you're a professional, nobody loves being in front of the camera. You feel insecure, and, I try to make my clients feel as comfortable as possible. I really want them to feel the connection with their horse. So I send out a questionnaire before all my client shoots that asks them what they're comfortable with, what's their favorite experience and memory with their horse, so that I can get to know them a little bit more. One question that I ask, and there are some women who, they love their horse, but they're not big on kissing their horse. So I want to know that. If I say, you know, kiss your horse above their eye, I don't want them to be like, ew, gross.
Right.
Yeah. So, and it's also important to me to have the horse in a setting. I mean, I do a lot of shoots at clients' barns, but I also do a lot where we're going to a location that the horse maybe hasn't been. So I want the horse to feel as comfortable as possible so that we do capture the best side of that horse, where they're, you know, feeling at home with their owner. And, but I do a lot of directing, moving from one pose to another, telling the clients what to do, so that they feel more comfortable. And usually I start out with, headshots, and then move into the rest of the poses. And a lot of them, some are posed, some are more candid. We might do a lot of walking, and then I might have you get on your horse if that's what, you're comfortable with at the time. You might have the horse tacked up. You might have them just bareback. So I really want to capture the vision of what the client is wanting, which is why it's important for me to get back that feedback in the questionnaires of what their vision is.
So for prepping, if I'm going to do a shoot with you, you'd send some questionnaire out that I would complete first to sort of give you what my goals would be as a horse owner, right?
Yeah. I send out the questionnaire a few weeks before. I also have a welcome guide that gives a lot of information on preparing for a shoot. It talks about outfit options, and I am always here to help my clients with their outfits. I love helping them pick out the right details for their shoots. The welcome guide also talks about how to get the horse ready, not just bathing, but you know, how to, most people, if they are showing their horse, know how to get them ready. But little tips, like if you have a new bit that you're, you know, wanting to try out for the shoot, it might not be the best time because that horse may not like it, and they might be moving their mouth the whole time. So little tips like that, that I've learned over the years that make your shoot the best possible shoot.
Yeah. We're still, you know, you mentioned the bond earlier. We've talked about that a couple of times, but one of the questions we have, it says, Over the years, you've captured countless moments between horses and their humans. So do you have anything in particular, a story or a bond that's just sort of stood out to you the most over the years?
There's a couple that come to my mind. I just did little sessions for both my daughters with their ponies. Mm-hmm. They see me do well, and that's kind of what prompted me to start my business. I'll back up with that for a minute. One of the first shoots I did with horses and their riders were my daughters. They wanted a magical unicorn shoot with their pony. And at this time, I had not really even contemplated starting a business. And so I got all the things. I got the unicorn horn, and we did the floral wreath around her neck, and the girls had their, you know, big poofy tulle dresses, and they were so cute. They were, gosh, I can't even remember. My oldest at the time was probably 8. And we had so much fun with it. And they love the images. They're in their room. They see them all the time. They talk about the shoot all the time. And that's kind of what got the wheels in my head turning. And a lot of promptings from friends and family that this is what I should be doing. So more recently, like within the last couple weeks, they have different, well, one's the same pony. And then my oldest daughter has her new pony that she's been riding, doing English riding and some jumping with. And we've had him now for about a year, and she adores this pony. Yeah. So little girls and their horses are so special. They just melt when they see them. Their eyes light up and their smiles are huge, and they give them the biggest hugs. And I just love seeing that. So those are always very special to me. Also because they're my own kids.
Right.
I love doing senior horse portrait shoots. Those older horses, yeah, where people know their time is running out. And I hate saying that because it makes me choke up. But
yeah.
I had a client this past year. She used her horse for the mounted posse. She was law enforcement.
Right.
And he's getting older and he's still looking great. She saved up her money. I met her well over a year before she reached out to me. And so that was a really special shoot. This shoot, the next one I was going to talk about, never came to fruition. And it's so sad. This client, or potential client, she was had been following me on Instagram since I started. I mean, I remember her being one of my first followers. She's fairly local, about an hour away from me. And she reached out to me finally wanting to do a shoot. And we were getting everything set up for the fall. And the day I sent her the contract, she messaged me the next day and said her horse unexpectedly died.
Oh no.
And I mean, this, I had with the couple of days before that, when I was on the phone with the lady, she, you know, described this horse as being her soulmate. And so it just broke my heart that she never got to do that shoot with that horse. I tell people all the time, like, do the shoot, take the pictures, be in the photos.
Right.
You never know when it's going to, even if it's not with me, do it with somebody.
Right. That's right. Do some selfies, if nothing else.
Yeah.
So moving to a little different direction, earlier you made the comment, or you mentioned that you have someone that helps you at your shoots.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I've never had a photography session with horses. It's always with, you know, my family and a bunch of kids, and just trying to get the kids to be still and to stand still and smile and all those. So how the heck do you manage that with a horse? I mean, how do you manage those challenges of, you know, getting those poses that you're looking for?
It's a lot of patience.
and unpredictability, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I've learned to be very flexible. When I set up a horse, and when I say I direct, and my assistant, my mom used to go to all my shoots with me. I mean, mm-hmm. who better than somebody exactly. who's been with horses for her entire life? She was great. More recently, my fiance comes with me and he's amazing.
Nice.
But I direct on how I want the horse set up. Horses, just like kids, don't always do what you want them to do. And if they move into a different position and it works for that, I'm flexible. I move around a lot. My preferred lens is not a zoom lens. I use a zoom lens for certain shoots, depending on the location and how much walking in the terrain I might have to do. But my favorite lens is my 135 2.0 lens. And so I do a lot of walking because I'm zooming on my feet instead. So I move around a lot during a shoot. I'm all over, I'm far back, I'm up close. And my clients, you know, I just direct them. If the horse moves, we're going to move into a different pose real quick. And it just works. We get a lot of variety that way. And that's what I am going for during a shoot.
That was another question that we had regarding maybe some advice for an upcoming equestrian photographer. You sort of touched on that. And I think you said 135, 2.0.
My 135.
Something.
Yeah. So
go ahead.
I'm a Canon shooter. I have all Canon products. It's just my preference. That's what I started out with. And I never switched over to anything else. Not that anything else would work just great, but yeah. I started out with my Mark III and then upgraded to a Mark IV. I like to have two bodies with me all the time. If I have a malfunction with one body, I can quickly switch to another. Last year, I switched over from the DSLRs to mirrorless, and I fell in love with them. I love my mirrorless cameras. So I'm shooting with an R5 and an R6. And the lenses I use predominantly for all my equine sessions, it's either the 135 2.0 or the 70 to 200 2.8. Those are my only, I shoot video with them as well. Because I've in the past year also started shooting video for my clients, whether it's a branding session for a business or even my horse and rider sessions. I do video clips for them because in the world we live in now with social media, everybody wants video too. When I first started my business, I was like, I will never shoot video. It's only going to be photos. And then I started doing video and I fell in love with it. I have loved editing the videos and I love putting music to the videos and it's been fun. It's been interesting watching my evolution. Usually if I say I'm never going to do this, I end up doing it. So,
right. Yeah. Never say never.
Never say never.
I said, we're just going to manufacture like stock trailers and horse trailers, nothing fancy, and definitely not getting into living quarters. That's way too complicated for me. And here we are. So never,
here you are.
never say never. So I was looking at your site, really cool site. And for those listening, it's Lauren Ann Pace, LaurenAnn. Last name Pace, PACE.com. And one of the things that I saw, you know, in addition to your photography, you offer content retreats for equine photographers. So can you explain a little bit about what these retreats entail and really just kind of what inspired you to start that?
Yeah, absolutely. This past year, I teamed up with a friend and fellow photographer. She's from Washington. And we started diving into content retreats, more the kind of the educational side of photography for photographers. When I first started out, I remember, like, I would set up my, you can't just start out with, I want to be a photographer and not have a portfolio. People want to see what your work looks like. They want to see your style. They want to know that they can trust you to take their pictures. So when I first started out, I was lucky enough to have a lot of local friends who I would set up shoots with. I call it personal work. And I would help, you know, figure out their outfits, and we would do different poses, and it gave me not only a portfolio, but it gave me experience in directing a session. And that experience in the beginning was invaluable. But I really wanted to go to a workshop or educational type styled shoot that not only was I getting somebody else was doing the work and setting up those shoots, but I would also be able to meet other photographers. And I am a big believer in befriending people in your community, like friendships over competition all the way. So I was looking and I wasn't finding what I wanted. I finally came across a couple, well, one, and that I signed up for, and she was, it was like 5 hours south of me. And it worked out perfect. She was an equestrian photographer. She did a lot of ranch weddings too. Learned a lot from her, went down, did her workshop, saw how, you know, styled shoots were set up. And then a couple weeks later went to another, workshop out in Arizona. So I've been to 3 workshops, that I didn't put on, learned a lot from them, and then thought, this is something I want to get into. I want to support other photographers in their journey, whether they're just looking to expand their portfolio with Western lifestyle shoots, with horse and rider shoots, fine art shoots, and I can talk a little bit more about my fine art sessions as well. Or just, yeah, meet other photographers and have a great weekend. So last weekend was our first one up in Washington, the state of Washington, and it was 3 days, 4 different shoots, Friday evening, Saturday during the day, Saturday night, and then sunrise on Sunday. And we had multiple models at each. It takes a lot of time and preparation to set up these shoots, not only to find your ideal models with the horses you want, setting up, you know, making sure the location is what you want, doing all the liability contracts, doing planning all the outfits, because these are meant to be epic styled shoots.
Right. Right. You mentioned fine art, maybe wanting to elaborate on that a little bit more. We had a question on that. How do you differentiate between equestrian fine art and Western lifestyle photography in your work?
Yeah. So my equestrian shoots are typically my horse and rider sessions, natural light, sunset, all that. My fine art are my black background and white background sessions. Typically with just the horse, I also include the rider if they want to be in some of the shots too. So I use I don't bring anything extra usually for these. As long as I have a barn aisleway that I can take the pictures of the horse in, that's where I shoot. And then I do all the editing. It's most of it's post processing using Photoshop, and they are meant to be really nice, gorgeous pieces of your like artwork of your horse. Your right. horse gets to be on your wall. It's a fine art piece that you can look at every day and be like, wow, look how gorgeous my horse is.
All right.
And then so, my Western lifestyle can be cowgirls without their horses, much more candid. Also can include, I've done a lot of turquoise jewelry brands, and I've done a leather care business and setting up their branding photo shoots for them.
Yeah, lots of just well-rounded, lots of things. So let's see, closing thoughts, anything that you'd like to add, feel free to do so. And maybe what's the best way for listeners to contact you if they're interested in the session? And a question that I had, I was talking with Brooke earlier, I said, you know, we're in North Carolina. Do you fly out to North Carolina and would you do a shoot here? And so sort of how does that work and how do folks contact you?
Yeah, I do travel. Yeah. So they can contact me through my website, or my social media, which is, on Instagram, it's lauren.ann.photo. And my Facebook, same thing, Lauren Ann Pace Photography. I do travel. I love traveling. Typically, you know, if I can set up multiple shoots in one location or in that general area, I can split the travel costs, up among multiple right. clients, and it's much,
it's a great
more
idea.
Efficient that way. Really yeah.
In other words, yeah. I'm coming, tell all your friends, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I'll post it on social media too. If I have a travel date coming up.
That's so cool. Well, I have a feeling that after this podcast, you'll probably have quite a few folks reach out to you interested in learning more about photography and then hopefully scheduling some sessions. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate your time and we look forward to talking to you later.
No, thank you so much, Brad. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.